This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. The slew of problems with Washington's ferries comes back to a problem of boats and funding. There are not enough boats, and getting money for the ferry system is difficult. Doug McDonald, a former Washington State Secretary of Transportation, told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel that the woes of Washington ferries do not stop there.
When the MV Tacoma conked out in the middle of Puget Sound, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, but it seemed to me as though somebody should say, this is a sign. The problems are very deep. They're financial. They're organizational. They have to do with what the ferry future is, what ridership is, what the communities are. And most fundamentally, they have to do with whether the state legislature is going to step up and deal with problems of the ferries, which they've had in front of them for 10 years.
Well, and back in 2007, when you decided to step down as head of the Washington State Department of Transportation, you told the Seattle Times that the thing you found most exasperating was how long it took to decide how to build a ferry.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the new ferry, the 144-car ferry, is now in operation. And one more is under construction and another one is coming. Those boats were authorized in 2001, and it's now more than a decade later. And in my experience as the Secretary of Transportation, everyone made mistakes. Nothing but delay ensued. Politics, bickering, indecision, and waiting and waiting and waiting. And if you ask yourself, if you're a ferry rider, what's happened, you can look back at those 13 years and say, this should have been done. And now the problem is that, as we've seen when we have a couple of boats out of service, there is no spare capacity. And if you have just enough boats when they're all running, what do you do when one goes out? But that's only the beginning of the problem, because the financial problems and the organizational problems run even deeper than that. One of the things that nobody talks about is the condition of the terminals. There is this understood problem that we need more investment in the boats, which are very, very old. But the terminals are in as bad shape as the boats. That's another whole problem.
So is the ferry system safe?
The ferry system has an extraordinary record of safety. You can look it up. If you're inside the ferry system or on the boats, you will see a culture of safety that runs very deep with the marine professionals that are trying to make that system work every day. I thought one of the most interesting things about this business with the MV Elwha and the fire was they didn't mess around and wonder what was going on. They had everybody put on their life jackets. So when you see that safety culture, you're at a core positive value of the ferry system. But if you can't fix some of the other problems, you can't expect declining morale and a sense of futility and frustration around the system not eventually to cut into core values like the safety commitment. And I just worry about immensely, because what would be worse than a major ferry accident of some kind? That would just be a catastrophe way bigger than anything we've seen so far.
I'm talking with Doug McDonald, Secretary of Transportation for Washington State from 2001 to 2007. And you were also the interim head of the ferry division for a while, too, weren't you?
I'm surprised you know that.
Well, right now, Washington State Ferries has another interim director. Why is it so hard to find a permanent director for the Washington State Ferry System?
Well, first of all, it's a very, very tough job. One of the problems is there's not a great farm team. I mean, this is the biggest ferry system in the country. There's no ferry system quite like it, so you can't go to get the deputy director at the Ocracoke Ferry in South Carolina and bring them, or North Carolina, wherever that is, and bring them in here and have them run this huge system. However, one of the problems is that they've got this job now at $118,000 a year, and you start talking about public salaries on radio, and people say, well, that's got to be a lot of money. I'd take that job in a minute. Well, they've just recruited the new Seattle Department of Transportation director at something like $145,000 or $148,000 or $150,000 or that range. And I think that's a tough job, but I think the director of Washington State Ferries is a much bigger and tougher job, and I don't think they're prepared to pay a reasonable salary. And that's a very tough issue, because it goes against the salary structure for other state employees and so on. It's just another one of the problems that has to be solved.
So we've been talking about what the ferry system looks like now, but Western Washington is experiencing a lot of population growth and will continue to do so. So how does the ferry system fit in with that growing population in Western Washington?
Well, the question of how the ferry fits against growth, the ferry system, is a really interesting one, because fundamentally, ridership is very flat. There has not been a great gain in ridership. It has to do with the fact that, ridership has been held down because of fare increases, and fare increases are another necessary part of the problem. The other thing that that question involves is ferries is part of a transportation system, and expanding growth and expanding jobs and expanding employment is stressing the entire transportation system. We have a big reality check coming because we can't go on without investing in transportation infrastructure. And it may involve some choices for ferries that make service. We may be looking at less service in the future if we can't get a stronger revenue foundation for transportation as a whole. One of the things I'm always asked is, well, why don't we just privatize the ferry system? And I looked at, you know, there was a time where there was a lot of people wanting to go out and try to privatize highways, things like that. I was secretary at the time. We could probably sell the Washington State ferry system to a private investor, but instead of getting $2 billion back, we'd probably have to throw $500 million into the deal to get somebody to take it. So we're kind of stuck. And the problem is it needs strong change. But the people who have the biggest investment in this are the people who live in the ferry-served communities. And they believe that the ferry system is going to be there forever and that it's kind of a fixed feature of their lives that they're entitled to because it's part of the state highway system. And my own private view, which I've never expressed as a policy view because nobody ever wanted to hear it, is I think that property tax solutions or some other kinds of tax solutions in the communities that are actually dependent are going to have to be plugged into this revenue stream at some point. Now, if there are listeners out there in ferry communities, they're going to say, he just said what? Roughly, of the money that the state gets every year for transportation, $1.07 is going to the ferry system. Well, that makes all kinds of sense if you live in Whidbey Island. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense if you live in Ellensburg. Eventually, that tension has got to come up as we look at priorities, and people are going to say ferries is going to have to carry more of it itself by other ways of getting people who use and depend on ferries to pay for this wonderful service.
That's Doug McDonald, Washington State Secretary of Transportation from 2001 to 2007. He was also interim director of Washington State Ferries. He talked to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.